From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight. I'm Amy Jeffries. What to do with all the billions in Clean Water Act fines to be paid by BP and its contractors for the Deepwater Horizon oil spill? Officially, it's up to the Gulf Coast Ecosystem Restoration Council, made up of governors from the five affected states and heads of several federal agencies. A coalition of environmental groups has come up with their own ideas for how the first millions can best be spent to restore the coast. David Muth is Gulf Program Director with the National Wildlife Federation in New Orleans, which helped put together the recommendations. David Muth, welcome.
Thank you.
With the 19 projects for Louisiana that you want to see prioritized, can you describe essentially what those are? What is the first step that you're thinking needs to take place for the restoration of Louisiana's coast?
Well, the first thing that we did as a group of organizations was actually to look at the work that has already been done through the state master planning process. So we took the 2012 state master plan, which, as you know, is a 50-year vision of restoration, but it does not prioritize the projects within the plan. That's an ongoing process. And we then really looked at the state of Louisiana basin by basin and tried to come up with a suite of projects that we thought, if we got them moving in the near term, could really make a measurable difference. And they fall into several categories: barrier islands, barrier island restoration in the main estuarine systems, the Barataria and Terrebonne, marsh creation at sort of key land bridges, and marsh creation is done by dredges, as is barrier island work. Hydrological modifications where we have really serious disruption as a result of navigation canals at Houma Navigation and the Calcasieu River. Some other smaller components like a ridge restoration project and an oyster reef in St. Bernard Parish. And then key to the success of all these projects is restoring some kind of natural function to the Mississippi River and the Atchafalaya River, allowing the sediment and the nutrients, the fresh water that the river brings that built South Louisiana in the first place, to begin functioning again. So there are major river diversions within the portfolio.
You mentioned that these projects that you've picked up on and put on your priority list are drawn from Louisiana's Coastal Master Plan. Why did you start there?
Well, we started there because it's an excellent plan. We were involved, like many, many other stakeholder groups, in helping the state put that plan together. We in Louisiana, on the coast of Louisiana, have been planning for more than 30 years. So the master plan takes that 30 years of knowledge, of planning, and it steps it up to the kind of scale that's needed if we're going to survive over the next 50 years in coastal Louisiana. So there's no reason for us to go back and reinvent the wheel. There's no reason for anybody at this stage to move outside that master planning process. The beauty of the plan is that it's ongoing. By statute, it has to be revised every 5 years. So the planning for the 2017 plan is underway.
Some NOAA researchers have concluded that it's possible sea level rise will make the coastal master plan obsolete before its implementation is complete. Do you imagine that the revisions that are coming would have any effect on these 19 projects that you're suggesting as priorities?
Well, I think that characterization that it would be obsolete before it's complete misunderstands what the plan is. The plan builds in pretty robust sea level rise scenarios, but it also builds in the flexibility to adapt the plan as you move along. So it's you asked whether we thought these projects might be different by the time the 2017 plan came out. We don't think so, but that, again, is the beauty of the plan. It very well could be that way, and we're perfectly willing to adapt if that's the case.
What happens to these recommendations now?
Well, what happens is we, we're advocacy groups. We have folks working on Mississippi River and Gulf restoration all over Louisiana and in D.C. and, in fact, all over the Gulf and all over the nation. And we're going to put our efforts toward building awareness and building the support and finding the money long term to get this all of this done. Right now, the Restore Council has a relatively modest amount of money, under $200 million for this first round of projects. That's really a pretty small down payment on what needs to be done Gulf-wide. Again, what we want to do is be in place for when and if really significant amounts of money begin rolling into the council's coffers.
David Muth, thank you for joining me, and thanks for explaining some of these details to me.
You're welcome.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is WRKF.